Number 10, state the generic null for each of the three types of significance tests. Tell what parts of the common are common to the null of all three tests, and what part of each is specific to that particular test. Well, the most generic is that there's no relationship between the variables in the population. Relationship between variables is the most generic expression of the null hypothesis. As we go into each of the statistical models, we see a slightly different representation of no relationship that's used to help the reader, to get the reader and the analyst on the same page, so that the statement of the null presages the analyses that are coming and things like that. With the correlation, we talk about no linear relationship. With the chi-square, we talk about no pattern of relationship. And for the ANOVA, we talk about no difference between the means. Now, we know that these are just expressions. No difference between the means. The one above it? No pattern of relationship. That's an arrow. Okay. What's what? No relationship between the variables in the population. Now, we know that this is just an expression. No linear, no pattern, no difference, because we know that we can turn chi-squares and f's into r's. We have effect size estimates. So we know that this is just an expression that's designed to aid communication. You can always talk about whether or not there's a relationship between the variables. The different statistics use different kinds of variables, and so different, slightly more precise representations of how to think about that relationship, but it all comes down to this generic null that there's no relationship between the variables.